our pledge of the week this week, the classroom pledge, is from Mr. Gunning's sixth grade class at Davenport Elementary.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
It's news time with award-winning newsman extraordinaire, Kevin James.
A bird makes a mustache out of buck hair.
Am I the only one who realizes that this story isn't news?
It's not news. It's Kevin's news.
And it's brought to you by the Colville Rodeo.
Ladies and gentlemen, say hello to Kevin James. Kevin.
By the way, shout out to Mr. Gunning. That is the guy that I have seen a few times over the years.
Okay.
You know that grade school teacher that seems like they would be awesome? You know, it's a dominated, it used to be. I think it's maybe getting better now, or I don't know. I'm spewing stuff I don't know.
That's weird. Where that never
all,
happens.
You know, female teachers.
Yeah. I'd say it's still majority in elementary school. Yeah.
But then you get that one guy teacher, mm-hmm. and you're just like, this guy's awesome.
He's super fun.
I feel like he's that guy.
Yeah.
Where kids are just like, oh, yeah. He's fun to have.
Also, sixth grade is apparently still in elementary school in Davenport?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, that's how, the way we do it in the actual schools.
In the small towns.
Mm-hmm. Right. You go K through six, and then seven and eight is called middle school or junior high, if you will. And then high school is ninth through 12th.
That's when my daughters are in Riverside, and it's like, you get to sixth grade, you get to go to middle school. I'm like, no.
No, you don't. Yeah. You're not ready.
No. Yeah.
No, you're not ready.
They're quarantined off a little bit compared to, you know, the seventh and eighth graders over here, and they're over here for a little bit. But
well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
I will tell you, there was nothing more awkward than when I coached, you know, high school. Nope. Take it back. Junior high football.
Mm-hmm.
And when you see sixth graders and eighth grade boys next to each other, and then it gets worse.
It's worse than high
when
school. It's freshman
just,
and senior is like.
Oof. Yeah, but even then, Jay, I'm not. There's no way it's worse because there's a thing called puberty.
Yeah.
And
so you don't think it's odd to see a 14-year-old and like a 19-year-old playing against each other?
No, I do for sure. But I'm telling you, when you see a kid that is 12 pounds.
11th grade or 11 years old versus a 13-year-old. There's a big difference.
Yeah,
there's
a big jump.
And the 13-year-old who's, you know, gone through puberty or whatever, he's got a little mustache and stuff. And you're like, dang, dude, you are huge. And then you see the girls walk out. And you're like, oh, the high school girls are here. Oh, no, they're not. That's the 8th grade girls.
Sure.
And then you just realize that poor 6th grade boy has to go to school with those 8th grade girls.
I mean, when I went to school in Clotus, we had 9th through 12th. We didn't have enough boys to play football, so we dropped down to 8th grade boys.
Oh, yeah, to just
we
to fill,
had to
the,
bring
team.
Them
oh,
to fill
yeah.
the team. We had 13 boys on the team to play football.
That's the advantage in high school.
How many of them
looked
like about like producer Steve size at that point?
I can name a couple.
Yeah, like I just try to picture Steve in 6th grade. And then putting him with a, you know, well-developed, studly 8th grader and just think, oh, that's not fair to Steve.
Boy, sometimes it's hard with a 33-year-old and a 19-year-old. I mean,
we're
comparing ages here. And boy, the way you said that, I shouldn't be talking either.
Why? What is going on?
I don't know.
Use your words, Steve.
Well, like
I can't.
We were talking about earlier, Glenn Powell, that guy from whatever movie that was.
Oh, Top Gun Maverick. Top Gun Maverick.
Like,
it came out.
Yeah, about your age, Steve.
Two years ago this weekend and changed the world.
It did.
It was the big box office smash and then stayed that way for a long time.
Yeah, remember?
It, it saved the movie theater.
Remember
I still
when
watch
the,
it every time, every
oh,
couple
yeah,
weeks.
It's great. Remember when, like, you know, the movie companies released great movies on Memorial Day, and then there was this year where you go,
well, and I think
what
they
the heck
did an okay
that?
Effort. I mean, it was a Mad Max, right?
Furiosa.
Furiosa. Thank you, Rick. That was the number one, just barely beating out.
Didn't it only have like 25
Garfield.
Million or something?
Yeah. And so that, I mean, that's
like,
the trouble,
what?
Right? Because I do feel like those are decent movies. I mean, you got a great kids movie. You've got a great Mad Max, if you're into that saga.
The story I heard this morning was the worst Memorial Day box office in 29 years.
Yeah, I mean,
oh, wow.
I expected bigger numbers, Jay. I was very surprised when I opened it up today. I was oh, geez.
Yeah, no one cared.
Yeah. And I don't know if it's just because it's so easy to get the movies now. It has to be a huge blockbuster to want to go, like a Top Gun. Right? Because you know you're going to watch it at home in 2 months.
Yeah, the streaming thing is definitely skewing the theaters. But if you have great movies, people will go to the theater.
I mean, Deadpool and Wolverine are going to bring it back.
They will help a lot.
Yes.
Those will be blockbusters.
Yes.
Right. Steve just said, and I don't know if you heard him, Jay, but I was trying to listen. And when you said, if you make a good movie, people will come to the theater. And Steve said, What did that mean, Steve?
No, I mean, that was an agreement.
Oh, thank you.
I feel like it's only going to be the real action ones because like the movie, Anybody But You, speaking of Glenn Powell.
Yep.
Gosh, he's handsome. And Sydney Sweeney.
Right.
Little Spokane sweetheart. I thought that was a great movie. That's one that I feel like would have done decent in the box office originally, you know, a couple of years ago. But, I mean, before pandemic, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it doesn't, I don't know. Now they just don't do that well.
I mean, the rom-coms,
it's going to take, like you said, Deadpool the worldwide numbers on Deadpool are going to be insane.
Oh, they've already sold more than, like,
Ryan Reynolds' love in England, Wales, whatever.
That soccer team.
With the soccer thing, with Wrexham, he is like a god there now.
He's done well for that team, actually. They're actually winning. It's fantastic.
Yeah. I just got through season one of that show.
I've seen the bits and pieces.
It's very good. I recommend starting on episode 8. You could skip the first 7. Seriously, you could watch episode 8. You kind of know the background story. They bought it. The town is a poor town. It means everything to them.
Oh, well, spoiler alert.
Started episode. Everybody kind of, I mean, if you watch the show, you probably know what it's a little bit about. So just started episode 8.
Wow, that's a long way in.
The first ones were a little slow for me. But after episode 8, man, was I hooked.
Okay. I don't know.
Was there 8 episodes?
No, there was 16 in season 1.
Oh, wow.
I think that's right.
Is that what you binged a little bit over the weekend?
Yeah, that was my weekend binge. Just watch that as much as I could when I could.
Nice.
Even I got so mad watching it, Jay, because I have Hulu Live,
okay,
but with ads, and it usually never bothers me because I watch sports live, whatever. Some of them you can fast forward through the ads if you have them, depending on what it is. I was watching that show, and it's only like 30-minute episodes, but it felt like they took a commercial break every 4 minutes. Now, they were only like a minute and a half.
Right, and just has the timer that counts it down.
Yes, yeah. I think it was killing my vibe of trying to get into the show. So I finally just said, if I'm going to keep watching this all weekend, I'm going in here and I'm buying.
Oh, wow.
How much is it? It was $8 a month. And I'm like, this is worth it at least for this weekend. And then maybe I'll cancel it. Because and then after that, totally into it.
Well, fair enough. If you're going to watch enough of it, that's kind of how I weigh it out,
too. I got a whole
other
season,
Oh, yeah, you're good.
And a whole other subscription to something.
I mean, most of those...
just an add-on.
Besides Kevin, though, most of those things, you can get a month out of it, buy it, and cancel it at the same exact time, and you still get that whole month.
Yeah, you do.
Right.
But
right.
Kevin doesn't do that, probably, but...
Well, I do with some things, Rick, but Hulu is my main television.
Kevin doesn't do that, so Kevin just keeps adding on his TV bills $800 a month.
Oh, I'm a master at... Little tip.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
I got it. Dear Jay and Kevin.
Thank you.
My coworker keeps coming back to the show late.
This seems awfully specific.
Oftentimes, he seems angry or upset or frustrated.
Kevin James.
I'm not sure what I should do about it. Please keep my name off of this one. Thanks.
More
Steve.
Commercials.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
It's a listener letter. You wrote it down. We picked it up and we're reading it now. Gonna find out if we can help at all. And we're gonna see if you can help with your calls. It's gonna be fun and it's gonna be great. So let's get to it. No need to wait. It's a listener letter, don't you know? And we're reading it here on the Jay and Kevin Show.
Let's see how we do here, Kev.
Hi, good morning, guys. My friend and I decided to team up for gifts for a few major events that we have attended or are attending this year, like weddings, graduations, etc. We've been putting both of our names on the presents that we buy and then trading off making the purchases. Apparently, he has been spending more money than I have. For example, he would buy a gift that's $100, and then the next one, I would buy something that was $75. Little did I know, he was adding up the difference in the presents?
Sort of.
Presents over our time splitting things, and it's over $200. The other day, he said that I owe him that amount of money. He even gave me a bill. I said, I'm not going to pay you. It's not what we agreed to, and it's just the way things worked out. Am I wrong? Do I owe him any money? Who's right here? That is from Kurt today.
509-441-0999. Everybody on the text line just basically saying, yeah, no, that's dumb. You don't owe him money. This one is followed by, also dumb way to give gifts.
Yeah, I was trying to decide if this was brilliant for single guys or just stupid.
Well, how do you not have the discussion before you buy it? Like, you know, hey, Rick and I are going to go in our trip. Rick, well, I saw this. It's $100. You good? Yeah, we're good. We'll split it 50-50 or whatever the case might be.
That's what you say. You don't like add up the total. You say, hey, I bought some for $100. Okay, here's $50. Thanks.
Yeah, I think the reason.
Going adding stuff up. That's silly.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm trying to think in, and this is hard for me. Lazy man, single guy, brain.
So Kevin, brain.
I'm gonna have to roll. I'm gonna have to role play here.
Yeah. Hard for you to get in that mode.
Maybe they think, listen, you buy one, then I buy one. The goal is that you never have to think about. You only have to think about a gift every other time. So that's maybe their concept. But again, the agreement up front has to be better about the money.
100%.
Just always say, hey, it's $100.
Yeah.
Spend $100 on them.
I mean, we split stuff all the time in the family, but we always have the conversation like, hey, I'm going to get my buddy this, or I'm going to get Lane, you know, my son this. Are you good with splitting it? You know, you always have that conversation. Yeah, how much is it? I mean, that's part of the natural conversation. How much is it?
Yeah. And obviously they were okay with both just, you know, buying a gift and then the next one would buy the gift.
Right.
But the fact that this one guy thinks that he was keeping track of who paid
that's on him.
And you know what? If that is an issue, say it after three gifts. Be like, hey, just so you know, I've noticed that my gifts have been a little more than yours.
Plus, who's scorekeeping on that?
That guy.
Gosh, seriously.
Kurt's friend.
Yeah. Yeah, come on, Kurt.
The other thing that's
get
weird.
A better friend.
Well, maybe he plans on it now.
Yeah, sounds like Kurt sent him a bill.
The thing that's weird to me is, so you're the person getting the gift. It's graduation, let's say.
Right.
And you open up the card and you're like, oh, okay, this is great. Who is this from? Blah, blah, blah. It's $100. Oh, it's from Kurt and Jake.
Mm-hmm.
That seems weird to me. Like, what is, they're just buddies, so it makes sense that they bought a gift together? I don't know. That part seems weird to me.
If they were good friends, in my opinion, it's like, okay, you know that they're good friends.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, I got a better present out of it. I didn't get, sure. I got, instead of two, you know, expensive gifts, I got one good expensive gift.
Yeah, for
I
sure.
I think that's a genius idea.
Yeah, I like that.
But not the way that it was handled.
Yeah.
Well, and also, let's be real. If they weren't doing this together, there's a chance one of them would forget.
100%.
So you'd only get one kind of okay gift.
It seems like Kurt's friend is the dominating one in that relationship friendship.
Like
yeah.
Yeah.
I know my brother and I, we always like split gifts for like my parents.
Sure.
For like holidays or something like that. And I don't know. We always discuss like approximately how much it is, and sometimes it is a little bit more. Sometimes.
You paid him evenly, right? You split it down the middle, right? At the end, say, "Hey, I spent $100. Here's $50. The next present, you keep doing that."
No, we actually do a very similar situation to this. Like, I'll say, "Oh, I'll take this one," and then he goes, "Oh, I'll take this one," and we don't even keep track of that. And I think I may have purchased more than he.
But you don't add it up.
Oh, I guarantee Steve has a ledger somewhere.
Sounds like Steve's adding it up in his head. Yeah.
No. I don't do that. But
it's better not to keep track because then you can just think you're right.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
I like that
sure
idea.
I bought more than Richard.
Yeah, I like that idea.
Please.
Steve's like, I'm all in on that one.
It was a
it's
weird
about
thing.
Even. It's fine. I don't really care.
Yeah, there you go.
A few years back, we wanted to get my mom something, and we do that a lot where the three of us just split it. It's great, you know, whatever. And what she wanted and what we were, you know, used to paying was like, ooh, this is a little.
Yeah.
It's going to be a little crazy. So I said, yeah, I can do like a 100 extra on top of what it already was.
Sure.
And then we were like, okay, or do we just not get it? And that was when I realized that my brother was doing things different than the rest of us. And he was like, guys, I'll get the rest of it. I want to get the really nice one for her. And I was like, God bless you.
And then you said, in that case, I'm good for 50 instead of 100.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
Okay, there's another pick. Snoop Hoggy Hog. That's pretty great.
I mean, are you just calling it Snoop at that point? Because obviously you're abbreviating those names when you
Hoggy
want
to. Hoggy Hog. Well, you can call it whatever you want. It's Hoggy. Big. It's not coming.
Again, it's not coming over. Yet.
Yeah.
Kevin James.
How do you know?
They'll come if you shake a bowl of food.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
Entertainment News is brought to you by, Candy, by the way, qualified for the prize today for the month of May. So congrats to Candy. We'll qualify somebody else before we get out of here at 10 o'clock today. Entertainment News is brought to you by AMCO, AAMCO. Did you see the food announcement over the weekend?
Which one?
Raising Cane's.
Oh, yeah.
Are they coming to Spokane?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was supposed to be on my news at 7 o'clock.
Oh, wow.
It said chicken time, and I promoted chicken, and then we got busy talking something else. Raising Cane's to Spokane. North Spokane, which will be changing their name, by the way. Did you hear about that?
North Spokane's going to change its name to...
Chicken Washington.
Chickenville.
I mean, you have Chick-fil-A and Raising Cane's. That's not fair. What are you going to do? Stick a Popeyes up there, too?
I think they're thinking about doing a Popeyes up there.
That's what I've heard, too, Rick.
Crazy. Then how about spread the love, man?
Change your name to Chicken USA.
Did they say where they're doing it at?
I didn't see any details.
I saw an address... Rick, but it never means that much to me.
Because you don't know where it's at?
It was like 9508 North Newport Highway.
Well, then that's definitely up there by Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was the feel I got, that it was in the same neighborhood.
Right by Home Depot.
What was it, Kevin?
I just randomly guessed the number, 9508 North Newport Highway.
I thought you added it. I was like, what?
No, I was just a complete guess.
Okay.
But if you say it like you mean it, people will believe it.
Yeah. Anyway, coming to Spokane, or North Spokane, I should say.
Where, Jay, didn't you tell me that your kids love Raising Cane's?
Love it, yeah.
Where do they get it at?
Mainly at Raising Cane's is where they get it.
Kevin, you were really close. 9252 North Newport Highway.
Thank you, Rick.
Thank you, Rick.
For participating in something that was helpful.
You're welcome. For once in my life, I get there.
I asked Jay where his kids got Raising Cane's, and he said, mainly at Raising Cane's.
It's right across from the Walmart, looks like.
That was a perfect impression, too.
That was great, yeah.
It's
next door to the Chick-fil-A.
It is next to Chick-fil-A.
Isn't that where the old Burger King was?
I don't know. I'm looking at the map here. It doesn't say where the old Burger King was.
They were talking about Popeyes there, and I think then they must have did Raising Cane's in there instead.
Yeah, it's across the street.
Jay, I'm unfamiliar with where Raising Cane's locations are. Like, so your
they have them in Minnesota, and we get them there whenever we have to drive to the Twin Cities.
Okay.
And then in Arizona, whenever we went to visit either my daughter or my mom and dad.
So it's not like
or a lot
Seattle.
Of travel basketball.
Okay. Boise has them, maybe?
Yes, they do.
I think one time, for a basketball, as soon as you said basketball, I was like, I think we were going to go there, and then it looked ridiculous, and I had to tell the kids, we're not going there. And they pretty much all said, well, we're not playing hard the rest of the day.
that's a fair trade-off.
Rick, you're right. That is the Burger King.
That's the old Burger King right there. That's in the Home Depot parking lot. That's where my doctor's appointment is later today, right next there.
Your doctor's appointment is there?
Yes, right at Concentra, yes.
Oh,
wouldn't it be fun to be able to do a doctor's appointment at Raising Cane's? Or
like, feed me some chicken. Let's go, doc.
That is going to be a hard decision. That is one you're going to turn onto that road and be like, left or right? Left or right?
Left or right?
Which chicken do I want? Mm. I've heard nothing but good things about Raising Cane's, never tasted it. Jay, do you like it as much as your boys?
I like it. I mean, I don't know if I, you know, want to drive up north all the time to get it, but, you know, if I had a chance to get some, I would.
I'm going to ask a question. It's very difficult. Is it better than Chick-fil-A?
I don't know. I actually don't know. I think the Chick-fil-A sauce is
that
standalone.
That is, yeah.
But I think maybe the chicken. I don't know. Kevin.
Here's my theory on it, and I don't know. My son Coop told me he sent it to me yesterday. He was all excited. He's like, "Oh, this is the best."
Yeah.
I think Raising Cane's more known for chicken fingers, right? Like they're.
Yeah,
chicken
well,
tenders.
For sure, yeah.
So that's what they're kind of known for. So I'm going to say those are better. And then Chick-fil-A does like a sandwich and fries or whatever. Like they do that.
They have
I'm
going to
give everybody love.
Well, their menu is much bigger at Chick-fil-A.
Okay, and Raising Cane's is just simply...
Raising Cane's has like four things on the whole
oh,
menu.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah.
Does it say chicken fingers in their logo? It does.
Raising Cane's chicken fingers. It sure does, Steve.
Yeah. So, okay, that makes sense.
Oh, boy, it does look
good. I want to
oh,
say, I literally gosh. Think there's only like four or five things on the menu. You only get to choose from a few things.
I've got the chills, and
fact,
I don't know if
sell.
It's a fever or just that picture.
Don't they only sell chicken fingers?
It might be.
Well, if it's in their logo, then I'm guessing, yeah.
Gosh, okay. Chicken fingers are my favorite.
Oh, I see. Oh, here's the menu. One, two, three, four, five things. One sandwich, the rest are chicken fingers.
Okay.
There you go.
And they are headquartered in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
Steve, have you ever consumed it?
I have not.
Huh.
Surprised?
I haven't either, Kevin. Are you surprised?
Well, I mean, well,
I've always heard good things.
Yeah,
but.
I'm surprised you haven't had it, Rick.
Oh, do I travel that much?
That's no. it. That's just it. Yeah, you got to go somewhere to get it. Yeah.
Fair enough.
I mean, so are we getting this? I can do something better on my smoker probably, but, you know.
Are we getting this from before Seattle? If so, in your face. I'm going to make sure.
The Jay and Kevin Show. Jay Daniels.
It was Steve Hawk, our friend, producer Steve, and Jim and I were standing there having a conversation, and I don't even really know what it was all about, but he was like, hey, give him the old Missouri soup bone.
Kevin James.
At which point I said, all right, have a good day, fellas.
On the big 99.9 Coyote Country.
All right, buddy, Rick's in here, too. We could do best part of your weekend, and you can text those in at 509-441-0999. Rick, when do you want to do your list of the best country drinking songs?
Whenever fits in the schedule.
Okay, wow, look at him go. Whenever fits in the schedule. Maybe, Kevin, we want to give up your final story and do it at that point?
That sounds good. I will just lay my head down over here and listen to you talk about
what
drinking songs.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
What was the best part of your weekend?
What was the best thing from your weekend?
509-441-0999. Rick, what was the best part of your weekend?
The wife and I celebrated our 15-year anniversary.
Yay!
Hey, congrats, yep.
Spent all weekend downtown. Went to stayed at the Davenport Grand. It was
nice.
Fantastic. I mean, we just had fun. I mean... We ordered room service. I've never had room service in my life until then.
Oh, that's cool.
I mean, breakfast of champions, I tell you, with a mimosa, it was glorious.
Let me put that on the poll. Have you ever had room service?
It's one of those things, I'm like, we never stayed at the fancy hotels.
Right,
yeah. But yeah, it's like, when you can actually get it, and they actually, Davenport Grand, like, hey, you're paying this much, here's a, you're actually paying for this, but you got to use it or lose it, $20
right.
voucher thing.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I like that.
Okay, well, I'm going to use it on room service.
I like it.
That's great.
It was a fun, we had a blast.
And did you guys do anything else fun downtown, or was it?
We went to a couple places. We went to Flat Stick Pub. I enjoyed that place. I beat her at mini golf. So.
That's important.
Atta boy.
Yeah, I don't rub it in too much because she will never forgive me, but,
right.
You know. Yeah, it was just, we went to, you know, we did like the normal, the things we, without the kids, you, hey, let's go shopping for furniture. Let's go all do all this stuff. It's just get out of the house, enjoy the stuff that you can do without the kids.
Right. Yeah. Awesome. Well done. Well, good for you guys.
That's great. How many times did the kids call?
Zero, actually. They were having fun with my brother and my sister-in-law and all their cousins.
Okay, that's perfect.
Boy, that's Rick. Ideal. Yeah,
very occupied.
Yeah, very fun.
Planned it out well. Good job.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
Steve.
What was the best thing from your weekend?
All right, Steve, what was the best part?
I spent a lot of time outside, which was nice, and had a good good walk on Sunday.
Yeah, you were outside working on Saturday and Monday.
Yes,
and then you
that
were,
is correct, Jay.
Yeah, yeah, because you had to work.
Yeah.
And then didn't have to. We got to.
Yes, okay. Yes.
And
no,
then
that
you,
was good.
They had a date that you went on a walk on Sunday.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So how long did that walk last?
That's a good question, Kevin.
Well, we walked, we sat, we walked, we sat.
Well, sure, yeah, but he's talking about, I don't think he's looking for mileage. I think he's looking for time.
Yeah, okay. I don't care for mileage at all. I just want to know, you know, how long the quote-unquote date was.
Quote-unquote. It was a couple hours.
Well, why is it a quote-unquote?
I don't know. I was just, I'm not talking the walk, I'm talking the date. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I just, a couple hours.
Duration, yeah.
Steve, that's great.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, no, we had a good time. I mean, I don't know. Would you consider, I guess yeah, it was a date. I don't know.
Wait,
no,
what do you mean? Date. Of course
sure.
It is.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, no. I was not interested in the length of the walk. I was only interested in the length of the date, I guess.
Yes, correct.
Yeah. No, we were out there for a couple hours.
Even if you did the thing that this is a classic me. We get back to the car or whatever, and we didn't park in the same place, so I'll be like, here, jump in, I'll take you over to your car, because, you know, sometimes.
Well, that old trick.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then you get in the car, and it's like, you start talking, and this is when you know you really like somebody, where you just can't shut it down, and you guys just keep talking and talking
mm-hmm,
and talking.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But she had stuff to do, right, Steve?
Correct, and we wound up, like, we walked to her car, and I was parked in a different place, and, yeah, I made it awkward. So,
well, so what did you do?
Yeah, what was the goodbye? Like, handshake,
now, again,
high five, what did we have?
Please remind everyone what was on your lip at this time, because you had bought Starbucks for her and for you. On the walk.
I like that idea, by the way.
It was very good.
Yeah. Well, I don't know how long. I assume probably 75 to 90% of the time it was there.
What did you have?
Hot chocolate.
A hot chocolate mustache.
No, it was just on my lips. It wasn't even above. It was
even better.
Yeah, it was weird. I don't know how it happened.
Well, you drank hot chocolate.
So what did you do when you got to her car? I mean, That is an awkward moment, right? Where because she's kind of in control as to, I can get in my car.
Yeah, of course.
And I'll roll the window down and chat with you or, you know, whatever. So how did it go?
I mean, I don't know. I just made it awkward for some reason. We said our goodbyes.
Did she go in for a handshake and you went in for a hug or what? I mean,
I went in for the hug. Well,
did she dap you up? She gave you a little, you know. High five-ish thing? What do we got going on
there?
Well,
maybe this wasn't the best part of my weekend now. I'm not so sure.
Sounds like it wasn't all of a sudden.
Yeah, now I'm judging it.
So just a hug and then peace out.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay, well, that doesn't sound awkward at all.
Well, we were standing there for a bit and I didn't know like what to do.
Well, I think you've seen movies. It's like, it's kind of normal.
Yeah.
Awkward is normal at the end of that.
That is an awkward moment, I think, for everybody.
Absolutely.
But it was fine. It was good.
You're
real aggressive guys just going for a kiss or whatever, but that's not. You don't do that on a first date, Steve. You're a gentleman.
No. I don't even really hug and tell, but I guess I did.
What was the best thing from your weekend? What was the best thing from your weekend?
Kevin?
Yeah, just a bummer of not feeling great all weekend, and so I didn't really do anything that I thought I might do. So the highlight of my weekend would be when I got a text on Saturday from my nephew and my going-to-be niece. They got engaged over the weekend. So congrats to Ben
That's
and
awesome.
Jasmine.
Nice.
They got engaged over the weekend. So that was...
If your nephew gets married, does that make his wife your niece?
Yeah.
I don't think that's how this works.
I don't think that's right.
Well, she's my niece-in-law.
There you go. That would be right.
What would you call her?
Just by her first name.
My nephew's
name.
Wife?
Yeah.
I mean, when you're referring to her, I think she is...
She's married to my nephew. Yeah, I think...
Yeah, I mean, I get that, but I'm just going to call her like a niece.
I've never thought about that, apparently, I guess.
Right.
What do you do, Rick? What do you... Because you've got
call
this
them by their name.
I know that.
Oh, I know that.
If you're
guys.
Explaining it to somebody else,
wife's. Well, it's she has older sisters, so it's her nephew, and I consider him my nephew too. I'm his uncle. Okay, I never mind.
Stop. Okay. Here's.
Yeah, they have kids. I'm gonna be Uncle Kevin to them.
Yeah. So I'm.
Yeah. 100%. Because of your nephew, you would be. Yes.
Absolutely. Well, and because of her housing the baby for him.
Not necessarily because of that, but yeah, I see what you're saying.
You're gonna charge him for the wedding, Kevin? You're gonna give him to him for free when you DJ?
Do you have an explanation, Steve?
No, I was just going to say, I was going to ask if something was weird, but we can get to it later.
Really? Like as in asking something and then not asking, really asking what it is?
Okay. All right. Here's my question. I have cousins, right?
Okay.
And I call them cousin, whatever their first name is.
Cousin
and they
Kevin.
Always, they always say that's weird to call them like, hey, cousin Mark, how's it going, cousin
because
Mark?
You put what they are in front of their name?
Yeah. Is that weird?
No, because people do it with uncles all the time.
Yeah. It really, I do it with a couple of my cousins. Cousin Jesse, I've always called him Cousin Jesse.
Yeah, like even when you're talking with
them.
Yeah,
I see what you're saying.
Like, hey, how's it going, cousin?
I don't do Jesse that, but whatever. I do know people that do.
Yeah, I do it all the time, and my one cousin's just like, yeah, we know.
Yeah, we know. We know we're related.
I know the relation between us. Steve eventually gets married. Hello, wife so-and-so. Big 99.9 Coyote Country. Stop.